Friends, on the theme of thinking positively in difficult days, let me suggest that you devote some of your time available for reflection simply on what constitutes care. Start with your own situation. What represents care for you? Do you have some family members, friends, or neighbors who have shown care for you in these days? How was that care expressed? When we think about it, we will realize that the care that has been shown to us came not only in their actions, but also in the words spoken and the attentiveness to our needs that was demonstrated. So often when we think of caring for others, we think mostly of doing something for them, and we find these days frustrating because of the limitations on our actions. Some of the things that we would like to do to show care to others are simply not an option available to us at the moment. But you see, we can still be attentive to people's needs. We can talk to people, on the phone if not in person. We can write them an encouraging note or send them a supportive email. And of course, we can pray for them and let them know that we are doing so. Caring is, first of all, an attitude. Then we seek to find suitable ways to express our care. If there are direct practical ways that we can do so, wonderful. But we can almost always find some ways to let others know that they are not forgotten and that we care.